back at Taco Bell, whatever's going on this week, man, remember that you are blessed. Amen? All right. Let's go ahead and dig in. 1 Peter chapter 4, we're going to start back at verse 4. They are surprised that you do not join them in their reckless, wild living, and they heap abuse on you, but they will have to give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this is the reason the gospel was preached even to those who are now dead, so that they might be judged according to human standards in regard to the body, but live according to God in regard to the spirit. The end of all things is near. Therefore be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just love you and we praise you, Lord. Thank you for your anointed presence this morning. Thank you that we're going to leave here excited, Lord. We're going to leave here changed, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your many, many countless blessings in our life, Lord. And let us begin to focus on the fact that you have been so good to us, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your healing power. Lord God, thank you for the amazing things that you're doing in our hearts, that you're doing in our bodies, that you're doing in our homes, Lord. Thank you for deliverance, Lord. Thank you for setting the captives free. Amen. Thank you, Lord God, that we're letting go of the pains and the hurts and the rejections of the past, Lord. We're letting it go. The mistakes that we made in the past, we're giving it to you, Lord. We're looking forward, Lord. Thank you for your blessings. Your will be done in this service. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen. God is good, amen? With respect to this, they are surprised when you do not join them in the same flood of debauchery, and they may malign you, and they malign you. Okay, now, the world doesn't understand us, amen? Does that make sense this morning? They don't understand that we belong to another. And we used to do all kinds of crazy stuff, and maybe we still have those same temptations to do a lot of that crazy stuff. But since we've accepted Jesus Christ, there should be a change in us. Amen? We should begin to see the things of this world growing strangely dim. Amen? They shouldn't have that appeal that they used to have to us. Okay? So the world looks at us, and they're like, dude, what's wrong with you? You used to be the life of the party, man. You know what I mean? But now you're making me uncomfortable. So the world doesn't understand us. They don't understand our relationship with the Lord. So you know what? Very likely, you could see some persecution from the world. Amen? Does that make sense this morning? With respect to this, they are surprised when you do not join them in the same flood of debauchery. And let's be honest this morning. You know, as Christians, we do fight an awful lot of temptation, and we give into that temptation. We do things we shouldn't do. And, you know, I've used this picture before, and this is kind of how it is, at least how I see it. You know, with the sin thing, as far as Christians go, sometimes it's like, you know, sticking your toe in the little baby into the baby pool. You know what I mean? You test the waters, you get in, and before you know it, you're at the deep end, you're struggling, and before you know it, you're going to get swept away. Amen? So keep that in mind, guys, that we don't have to get involved in that mess. We don't have to get involved in none of that stuff. Amen? But if you have, and we've all been guilty of that, amen? Ain't no one in here perfect. Not a single person in here is perfect. But if you know in your heart, if you're doing something you shouldn't do, we can repent right now. Amen? Because it will. The more you play with that sin, it's going to take over. Amen? And then Satan's going to be thrilled to no end. Amen? Because he's got this Christian person sidetracked and depressed and just has a big mess going on and can't really help anybody else out. Amen? It is like a flood. Amen? And the world can do what they do because they have a different master. Amen? But we belong to the Most High God. Can I get a witness this morning? So look right here at 1 Peter 1 and verse 6. Since it is written, this is from probably our first week in 1 Peter right here. Now look right here. Since it is written, okay, if it's in the Bible, if God is telling us to do something, amen, we need to be obedient to that, okay? You don't even have to pray about it. You don't have to talk to anybody else about it. But if God says, hey, you need to do this, then guess what? You need to do it. Can I get a witness? Since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. Okay, so we serve a holy God. There ain't nobody like him, amen? Nobody comes close. Not no Buddha, not no Muhammad, not nobody. He is the King of Kings above all other names, amen? Okay, and you know what? He loves you so much that he handpicked you, okay? So here we are these children of the Most High God. And he says, I want you to be like me. I want people to see that there's something different about you. So as we strive to be like our big brother, amen, as we yield to the Holy Spirit and become more like Jesus Christ and less like ourselves each and every day, amen, increasingly so, right? The world's not going to get that. They're not going to understand that. And they're not going to think it's cute, hip, or awesome that you want to be like Jesus. Amen? Okay. Everybody, with respect to this, they are surprised when you do not join them in the same flood of debauchery and they malign you. The NIV says, it doesn't say malign, it says heap abuse on you. Amen? So don't look for special treatment out there in the world. Amen? All right? You don't have to have any friends out there. I'm not saying you want to abandon anybody. Does that make sense this morning? If you have friends that aren't saved, you know what you need? You need to show them the love of Jesus. You need to show them the love of Jesus. Can I get a witness? Okay. John 15 and verse 20. Remember the word that I said to you. This is Jesus. This is red letter stuff, guys. Remember the word that I said to you. A servant is not greater than his master. Is that true? Well, and they didn't treat Jesus really, really good, did they? So we shouldn't expect no special treatment from the world. Amen. Especially if we're trying to be like Jesus. Pardon me for 1 second. I enjoy this delicious water. Mm-hmm. Okay. Remember the word that I said to you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. Amen. So there you go right there. Don't be looking for special treatment, especially as we strive to be obedient to the Most High God. Now we have to deliver the truth. Does that make sense? We want to deliver the truth, but we deliver the truth in love. And heaven forbid we get on our pedestal and we act like we think that we're better than somebody else. Amen? Because we're simply not. Amen? For God so loved the world. You know what I mean? He loves us all. Amen? He loves us all. He died for us all. Amen? And the reason why you're a saved person right here, right now, is because the Lord wants to use you. Amen? To show the world the love of Jesus. Can I get a witness? Thank you, Lord. Let's go to the next slide. With respect to this, they are surprised when you do not join them in the same flood of debauchery and they malign you. But they will give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. Isn't that a beautiful verse right there? Looky here, man. This life can be awful tough. And nobody knows how long we have here, okay, in this world. Amen. But those that come against you, those that do not accept Jesus Christ, amen, Jesus Christ will have the last word in everything. You understand what I'm saying? There will be justice, okay? So we need to hold our peace and let the Lord do what? We need to hold our peace and let the Lord fight our battles. Amen. Don't get in the flesh. Don't act like an idiot. But let's give it to the Lord. Let's be obedient to the good word. Amen. And keep doing what God has called you to do. Amen. And know that there will be a time when justice will be served. Can I get a witness? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It's okay to get excited about that. You know what I mean? We need to have love. This is tough sometimes, man. Okay. But we need to have love for those who persecute us. We need to have love for those people that come against us. Does that make sense? That is an extremely hard thing to do. You know what I mean? But you know what? That's what we're being called to do. To show the world there's something different about us. To show the world there's something different about our master. Amen? So when things are unfair, and let's be honest, things are unfair all the time, man. People do you wrong. I know this. You know what I'm saying? But God said he's going to work it out. Vengeance is his. Keep doing what you're supposed to do. Amen. And if you got beef with somebody, you need to work it out. Amen. Especially in the church, especially with Christians. If you got a problem with somebody, y'all should work it out. Might not be the time for that, but pray about it. Does that make sense? Okay. Anyways, we'll get into that a little bit here in a second. Lord willing. With respect to this, they are surprised when you do not join them in the same flood of debauchery and they malign you. But they will give account. Those who come against you, those that do not belong to the Lord, the unrepentant, that they will give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. God has the last word. Amen. It may look like the ungodly are winning. It may look like Satan's having a heyday, but let it be known. Write it down. Okay. Get a tattoo of it, whatever you want to do. But God has the last word. Amen. Amen. Give him some praise, guys. We're victorious. Jesus wins. The battle, the war has already been won. He already paid the price. Jesus wins. So guess what? We're on the winning side. Amen. Okay. Praise the Lord. Jump with me. Don't turn there, guys. But if it's on the slide, go with me to Romans 2. Romans 2 and verse 8, if that's okay, right there. I'm going to read a couple of verses before that. Now listen to this, guys. I'm going to start at Romans 2 and verse 6. God will repay each person according to what they have done. Hear what I said right there? You don't have to sweat anything, man. We give it to Jesus. Cast our cares upon him because he cares for you. God doesn't want you to go crazy. He doesn't want you to get in the flesh. He doesn't want you to do anything stupid that's going to mess up your witness or your testimony. Amen. You know what I'm saying? But we give it to Jesus. Amen. Because he's going to work it all out. God will repay each person according to what they have done. I've seen it happen. Raise your hands if you've seen that happen. Yep. And you know what? We ain't seen nothing yet. Amen. God will repay each person according to what they have done. Verse 7. So those who by persistence in doing good. So we're talking about the Christian right here. We're talking about the godly. Because if we love the Lord God, amen, we're going to obey his commandments increasingly so each and every day. Amen. To those who by persistence in doing good seek glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. Give him some praise right there. That's an awesome promise. If you're in that family, it's a good day for us. Amen. Because it ain't going to do nothing but get better. Amen. Okay. Now, verse 8. Talking about those folks, man. You know, we really need to have a burden for a lost and dying world. We really need to have a burden and love for those people that come against us. Amen. Because they're blinded and they serve a different master. Can I get a witness? You see what I'm saying? But we need to have a burden. And if we don't have a burden, you know, we need to pray that, God, give me a burden. Give me a Christ-like burden for these people. Amen? Okay. But for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. This is as good as the ungodly will ever have it right here in this life right here. And it's going to get horrible, horrible beyond anything we could ever imagine. And for us, it's going to get better than anything we can ever imagine. Now, here's the deal, man. You know what I mean? People will treat you wrong. Bad things will happen to good people. We know this. Amen. But the Lord God wants us to intercede for the ungodly. Did you know that? God wants us to be there for a lost and dying world, to make a difference. Okay? That's tough to do, ain't it? But the more we fall in love with the Lord, the more we'll have that Christ-like burden for those people. Okay, We cool. Stay there. Okay. 1 Peter 4 and verse 6. For this is why the gospel was preached even to those who are dead, that though judged in the flesh the way people are, they might live in the spirit the way God does. Now that's a mouthful right there. Now some people have read that and they're like, man, Peter is saying that we get a second chance. That I can kind of slip through this life and, you know, somewhere on the other side, something's going to happen where I get a second chance to accept Jesus Christ. Man, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be awesome? Wouldn't we all be just wasting our time right here? You know, if we could just do whatever we wanted to do and then, you know, before it's all said and done, there's that one last chance. Hey, who wants to accept me now? I, President, me, I do. It don't work that way. That's not what Peter's saying, man. Amen. Hebrews 9 and verse 27 right there. Check it out. And you won't find this in just one solitary verse. You'll see this throughout scripture. Amen. You don't have forever. Okay. You have until your last breath. You have until you check out. You have until you clock out. Amen. God says, I ain't gonna strive with man forever. Amen. Hebrews 9 and verse 27. And just as it is appointed for man to die once. You guys understand that? Ain't no one getting out of here alive. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about today. Everybody be cool. Lock the doors, Brother Rick. Josh, get the Kool-Aid. I'm not talking about that. Jesus, forgive me. That was a bad joke. I'm going to have to talk to Sister Claudia about that one. Okay, now listen. You get one chance, okay? Once your heart stops beating, you better hope you accepted Jesus Christ before then. Amen? Hebrews 9 and verse 27. And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment. Okay? So time is short. Amen? And you are Christian people. We're Christian people, so we have a lot to do with the little bit of time that is left for us. Amen? For this is why the gospel is preached even to those who are dead. So what does that mean then if we don't get a second chance after we die? It means that the people that are dead that accepted Jesus Christ, okay, guess what? They're cool, man. They're cool, man. They're covered. Amen? The gospel was preached while they were alive. They accepted it, so it's good. They're fine. Amen? Can I get a witness? Okay. That though judged in the flesh, they... Oh, hold on. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. That though judged in the flesh, the way people are... Okay, so here we go, right here. Men can do an awful lot of painful and nasty and harmful things to other men. Amen? And just because you're a Christian, we've already established this, more than just here today, we know, man, that life ain't fair. And people will come against you. They came against Jesus, and they can come against us. Amen? Can I get a witness? But, and this life might be brutal, amen, but just like those people that accepted Jesus Christ that have went on before us, man, they're having a really great day right now. And no matter what happens to us in the flesh, no matter who comes against us in the flesh, amen, to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord, amen? So it's a win-win for Christians. It really is. You know, death, where is your sting? All that good stuff, man. You don't have anything to sweat because we belong to the Most High God. But having said that, all God's people said, but having said that, we don't just kill time until quitting time. You know what I mean? Man, when I was a young fella, I was a cabinet maker, and sometimes I would get done with what I had to do, and I'd have a couple hours to kill. Instead of going and getting my hands dirty and digging into something else, I'd go park my little work truck down by the river somewhere, have me a soda water. I am telling the truth. Yeah, man. I'm totally being truthful, man. Yeah, I would kill time, man. I'm not proud of that. You know what I mean? But I'd kill time. I didn't want to get my hands dirty and get all caught up in something else, you know, when the day was getting close to being ended. You know what I'm saying? But here's the deal, man. That's not how we do life. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about your job. I'm not talking about your work, okay? We need to be the best worker we can possibly be there, too. That's a powerful witness. But what I'm talking about time's short, man. Ain't no one getting younger. Amen. We're not killing time till quitting time. We need to be about the Lord's business. Amen. Give him some praise. For this is why the gospel was preached even to those who are dead, that though judged in the flesh the way people are, they might live in the spirit the way God does. Man, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. It is a win-win for us. Amen. Mark 12 and verse 27, right there on your monitor. He is not God of the dead, but the living. Isn't that wonderful? Okay, well, what's that got to do with the price of tea in China? Somebody say that. What are you talking? What do you mean? What does that have to do with anything, man? Okay, listen. Our God, our Heavenly Father, He's not the God. He's not the ruler of a bunch of tombstones, a bunch of graveyards, a bunch of pile of bones. You know what I mean? Abraham is alive at this very moment. Moses is alive at this very moment. One day we're going to be able to hang out with those cats, man. I'm just saying, man, as a Christian, it's going to get awesome, man. We're going to go from this place to something awesome. So give them some praise. He is not the God of the dead. Isn't that cool? Aren't you glad? I'm glad. He's not the God of the dead, but the living. You are quite wrong. Now, what's that doing? What's that mean? Okay, so these guys, the Sadducees, they were trying to trip up Jesus. Okay. And the Sadducees, they did not believe in a resurrection. They thought, you know, once you were done with this life, that was it. That was it. And so Jesus says this to them. You got it wrong, man. You're wrong, bro. Okay. It's going to get really good for the godly. It's going to get awesome. So we have something to be excited about. Okay. Praise the Lord. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. Let's go to the next slide. Okie dokie. The end of all things is at hand. Can you feel it? This thing's coming to a head real fast, man. Okay, we're looking at the return of the Christ that could happen anytime. You know what I mean? It could literally happen at any time, the return of our blessed Savior. Amen? And besides that, if the Lord tarries, you know what? We don't have much longer here. I mean, ain't no, like I said earlier, ain't no one getting out of here alive. If you're a young fella, dig in and get to work. If you're an old fella, dig in and get to work. But time's running out. Any which way you look at it. Amen. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Man, that is a powerful verse. That's some powerful instruction right there, man. Realize that we are in a real deal battle. Amen. That there's a battle between evil and goodness, right? And Satan is trying to sidetrack every single Bible-believing Christian he can to get them discouraged, to get them depressed, to get them knee-deep in some sort of rubbish so they won't be any good to anybody else. Amen? Okay, so Peter's just saying, you know what? You ain't got a lot of time. God has you here for a reason. Focus on the mission. Focus on the mission. Don't worry about people doing you wrong. Don't worry about persecution. You leave that up to the Most High God. He's going to work all that out. You be about His business, and He'll be about yours. Amen? Give Him some praise, guys. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Don't let anything come between you and your relationship with the Lord. When we get involved in all types of sins and stuff that we ain't gonna be able to, that we should not be messing with, does that help your prayer life or does that hinder your prayer life? I don't know about you guys, but anytime I start doing things I shouldn't do, the first thing I start to do is back away from my Bible time. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to feel convicted. I back away from my prayer time because I don't want to feel convicted. Amen? So this is what Pete's saying, man. Okay, keep your eyes on the prize, man. You're in a real war. Keep that prayer line going, man. Keep that communication with the Most High God. Don't let anything come between you and your relationship with Jesus. Don't let a wedge get driven in between there. And make sure that your prayers keep a punch. Make sure that there's still power behind your prayers. What are you talking about? I'm talking about, man, if we are regarding iniquity in our hearts, you know what I'm saying? If we refuse to listen to Jesus when He's trying to work with us, what I'm trying to say is don't expect Him to have your back in something. You know what I mean? He tells us, hey, get rid of this stuff, man. Okay, I can back it up by scripture. Psalm 66 and verse 18. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, or if I regarded iniquity in my heart, or lawlessness, if I don't want to obey God, if I don't want to do what God tells me to do, then don't expect my prayers to have any power or have any punch. That's what Pete's saying, man. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep that prayer line going. Keep that relationship with the Lord. Don't worry about what this world has to offer. That's just a trap, man. Okay, because God has need of us, amen, and He wants our prayers to have power. He wants us to be about the Father's business. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. Woo, that's a tough verse right there, man. That is a tough verse. So I'll give you a break, and we'll go to the next slide while you let that sink in. That is powerful, is it not? 1 Peter 4 and verse 8, above all, this is super, super powerful. It ain't getting no easier up here on my end to preach this. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. So the spirit of unity is so important in a church, man. You know what I mean? And Satan knows that, and we give into that mess all the time, and we're so willing to put wedges between us and somebody else. I'm guilty of it. I know Rachel's guilty. I'm playing. Jesus, forgive me. Okay, above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. The world doesn't understand you. The world doesn't get you. The world may come against you. The world may cause an awful lot of pain. And besides, this world that we're in anyways, there's pain and suffering and trouble for anybody. You know what I'm saying? But see, we have this family. This is the family that you feel like you belong to right now. This is the part of the body of Christ that you feel like you belong to right now. I hope forever. But I'm glad you're here right now. You know what I mean? And we should be there for one another. Even if we can't relate much to one another, there's that one big awesome foundation that we can build upon. We love Jesus. We all love Jesus. You know what I mean? I can't see how brother so-and-so could love Jesus because fill in the blank. Man, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that, man. Okay. Worry about that log you got in your eye. Amen. Take care of that log. Then you can start getting a little twig out of someone else's eye. You know what I mean? But I think we're going to be pretty busy working on ourselves. You know what I mean? We got to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. Can I get a witness? Thank you, Lord. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Isn't that good? Yes, this person hurt me, but this person is my brother in Christ. So I'm going to give this to the Lord. I'm going to go past this. I'm not going to hold this accountable. I'm not going to hold this against my brother any longer. Amen. I'm not going to let this hinder my relationship with the Lord. I'm not going to let this hinder my prayers. Why? Because I love this person. I love this person because Jesus loves this person. And the more you love Jesus, the more you'll be able to have a heart for that person. You know what I'm saying? And Satan loves for us to fight amongst each other because we can fight and bicker amongst each other while the world is going to hell in a handbasket. You know what I mean? All right. Praise the Lord. Tell the truth. John 13 and verse 35. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. This should be a fruit, man, a visible fruit that the world should be able to see in our lives. That, hey, this person's a Presbyterian, this person's a Methodist, this person's a Baptist. You know what, man? We all love Jesus. Let's start right there, and let's love one another instead of trying to tear each other apart. You know what I mean? Because, you know what, Satan's doing a really good job, and he's not even really doing that much. We're doing a lot ourselves, man, of keeping the churches divided, man. You know what I mean? Little old tiny Japan almost took over all of massive China. Did y'all know that? They sure did. Because what was going on in North China, South China didn't care about, and vice versa. They didn't care. They were all divided. They had them little provinces they were worried about. You know what I mean? This is the body of Christ, man. And we're supposed to be there for one another. Amen? Oh, thank you, Jesus, for blessing these folks, Lord. Thank you for taking good care of them, Jesus. Give us a hunger and a desire to be obedient to your word, Lord. Give us a hunger and a desire to forgive those that have harmed us, Lord. Let us be the vessel that you've called us to be, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for blessing each and every person that gave of their day to be here. Thank you for the miracles in our hearts and in our homes and in our bodies and in our finances, Lord. Thank you for filling up these buildings, Lord. Thank you for financial breakthroughs, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that we're going to get these buildings fixed up and they're going to be awesome. Thank you for the workers. Thank you for those that want to dig in and get dirty and make it happen, Lord. Your will be done. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen.